All right, Tom Vial, Charlotte didn't go like you wanted to in the first one today. Not like you wanted to, but, dude, great work in the last one. So I know you've answered this 10 times already, but what changed from first to second one?
I said the only thing changed is the fork. I couldn't. When you do one lap in the practice, it's fine. I feel like my speed is all right. I'm not the best guys in time practice. I'm always between maybe third and 10 or something. But to do one lap was fine. I was only 3 tenths from Aiden, so I was in P5, so was okay. But you know, when you do more laps, first moto, the speed was not a problem, but I was struggling a lot to turn. And when the track developed during the moto, get drier and drier, my fork was way too stiff. So I came back after the moto, I was pretty down bad. And I said, guys, we need to make a big step because I'm riding at 80%. I can't even ride. I let the guys pass me because I can't push. I can't follow the turn. And I'm struggling. And I think the team, and I want to thank them too, because, yeah, you can't really make big change when you're a factory rider. It's tough to make black and white. They normally don't do that, usually. And I think they went a lot softer, and I got the hard shot, and in the first lap I was like, okay, this is it. My bike is, I can just turn. I have way more traction to the front, and I feel my front tire a lot more. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do a good moto. And I did. I think we did 17 or 18 laps, and I haven't done many mistakes, and it was good. That's finally how I feel like I can ride like every. I should ride like that every moto, and we've been struggling with that fork a lot. And that was a nice step. Hopefully for next weekend, we can follow that up.
Yeah, we'll leave the fork on for next weekend, right? For sure.
So because Vegas is really dry, normally really outback. So maybe we can go. I feel like I tell the team, I want to bottom the fork. Like, I want to go on the soft side. I feel like, okay, I want to say that fork is too soft. And I feel like we can still go softer, actually. So maybe we will for next week because Vegas is really dry and outback. So, but obviously, and hopefully we can feel the same way next weekend.
I was thinking it was a shock issue again. I know you guys have been battling that, So that's good to know that, you know, that was fine, right?
Yeah, the shock is just a different story. That was motocross. Obviously, we ride, I think every rider ride a completely different bike. The truck was really supercrossy, I would say, today. So it was a different, it's tough. I feel like the bike is, the KTM is one of the best bikes when the setup is right, I think, but it's really like some detail can change a lot. The
window is small.
The window, I feel like, is a little small, but when you find it, it's probably the best bike or one of the best, but it's tough too in those conditions when the track is dry to find a good fitting, and that's obviously the team and the rider, we are working on it, trying to make it better, of course. But yeah, like you said, the window is small, and when you feel uncomfortable, I think today was a good example between first and second moto.
Yeah, you look like a different guy.
Yeah, exactly. And you can say, oh, that guy is riding bad, but sometimes the bike can change a lot. And for myself, it's often when I feel comfortable with the, especially my fork is a lot better. Especially on the tight track like today.
I had a couple of riders tell me this track was really fun. Now, obviously you won, but was it fun?
It was. Yeah. I had two good starts. This morning I said to the team, I want a scoop tire on to start in front because I don't want to start in 10 or 15 because I feel like then it would be not fun, I think. I think it was tough to pass. Obviously, I started in front, so I had fun. When you ride in front, it's always fun.
I haven't talked to you since Bud's Creek. We know you elected not to ride the second moto. How tense was that, or what was that discussion like with Ian where you're like, I don't feel comfortable, I don't want to ride? I talked to Ian briefly. He didn't seem really happy, but how was that for you? Was that a tough decision? Was that pretty intense conversation?
Yeah, obviously it was tough. Can't really answer that question. I'm gonna get in trouble. But yeah, obviously we've been struggling a lot to find, like I said, that window in outdoor, and we know how hot it is in the outdoor, and we got a little bit of issue, but it is how it is.
But are you guys okay? You and the team and all that?
Yeah, okay, I'm fine. Yeah. Okay.
Well, hey, good job tonight. The second race was fantastic. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Okay.